in this county, we have the cottonmouth and the rattlesnake and the copper belly and the coral snake. We have some coral snakes.
No, those are really poisonous, aren't they?
Yeah, they're sure not poisonous. I have never seen but four of them. The first one I saw was when my older sister was chopping cotton, and there was a little old sweet gum stool there, and she was gonna cut the leaves off of it. And she did. Well, there's two of them. One came up out of the hole under that sweet gum stool, and of course they killed them. And then I was going through one of our wooded areas, and there was a big stump there. And I looked down, and I saw this snake. So I looked for a stick. I was watching, but really watching for rattlesnake. But when he saw me, why, it looked like he jumped 18 to 20 inches to that hole and went in.
Really?
And then we were down on our timberland a few years ago in the truck, and I looked out ahead of us, and I saw one of them. I got out and killed. Yeah, the university's zoology department had a bunch of boys out, you know, picking up stuff, snakes, rattlesnakes, fossils, and all that kind of stuff. They wanted me to send them one, but I should have sent them that one, but I didn't have time. And I haven't run across another one.
Hmm. You know, is there some snake that looks a lot like the coral snake?
Yes, yeah, the king snake. The king snake.
Now, the king snake's not poisonous, is
no.
it?
No.
Some people tell me that a king snake will kill other snakes.
They will, and I didn't believe it until I saw it happen. Yeah. I went out one day, and they were not here down the other place. And I saw a king snake there. It looked like he's wrapped around something. And I examined it closely, and he was. He's wrapped around a little old rattlesnake. Hmm. Ground rattler, we call him. And I watched him kill. You could see those muscles, you know, they'd take up.
Oh, he constricts it?
Yeah.
Squeezes it to death.
Yeah. He just, and when he got a little length enough, he squeezed him enough to where he could move his head around, he'd move his head into another position. They'll sure do.
I wonder why they do that.
To eat him, I guess.
Why
they? Now, I didn't see him eat this one. I should have, but I didn't. I should have kept watching. I tell you another, and I always doubt if it's a fact. The roadrunners catching snakes. And they move, a lot of roadrunners have moved in here. Well, I saw one with a snake in his mouth, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that's right. He was hanging down over that far on each side of his mouth.
Have you ever seen cats circle up around a snake?
No, I don't believe I've ever seen a cat. I've had my bird dog to point snakes.
We used to have a lot of cats that stayed around our house, and every now and then, I can clearly remember one time that they were, about four or five of them were circled up around the snake in the flower bed. And they were, they just had that snake, kind of. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear about a snake being able to charm a rabbit or something that. Well, that snake was charmed by the cat.
Yeah.
And they just held it there. He wouldn't move or couldn't move until, got a gun and shot him.
Oh, I see.